Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber of Bethel Church in Tuppers Plains, Ohio, where our mission is connecting people to God. Welcome to our podcast. I'm very excited to share the Word of God with you today, because according to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I trust this message will increase your faith as you listen to what God has for you today. God bless and enjoy. This is a great Mother's Day. Yeah? Amen. I mean, we celebrate Mother's Day. I know that not everyone's experience with mother or motherhood has been fantastic, but we still celebrate motherhood because it's so important. Pastor Odie said none of us would be here without them. Huh? No. How awesome that is. Praise the Lord. Well, this morning, I just want to mention also, as you go out, the ushers will have a gift for each mother, so be expecting that. And I've asked Heather Johnston to share something this morning with us. Where is she? She's behind me. So very good. She is going to share this morning in regards to mothers. Thank you. Get that for you.
Thank you. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. When Tammy asked me to share, I was in Washington, D.C. with the 8th grade class, and I may or may not have forgotten that she asked me to share. So yesterday, some of the ladies helped cater a wedding, and Pastor Rob says, "I understand you're going to share tomorrow at church about Mother's Day." I said, "Why, yes, I am." So after the wedding, I spent some time in prayer and just petitioned God for the right words. And I didn't hear anything definitive, so I just started writing, which is kind of the way that I put things together. Just write it down. So I may tell you all of this or none of it, depending on how the Lord leads. I found it interesting that the beginning of the Proverbs 31 verses is not a Proverbs 31 mother. It's a Proverbs 31 woman, wife specifically. But it says, a wife, and I'm going to say a woman, of noble character who can find. And that's Proverbs 31:10. And I would be remiss, as Pastor Rob said, if I didn't mention that for some, Mother's Day is a struggle. It's a difficult day. Perhaps you've lost your mom. Perhaps you were never close to your mom, or you didn't have a good mom. I know that seems like a horrible thing to say, but there are people that don't have good mothers. Or if you've been unable to become a mom. I have many friends who struggle in that area, and my petition to you is to use that in godly wisdom to mentor other women and to make fellowship with other people and to be a spiritual mother to those who do not have a spiritual mother. So Tammy asked me to speak about motherhood across the generations. So I had two godly, God-loving, praying grandmothers. They were wonderful women. One of them, some of you will know, Evelyn Well. And after every conversation with my grandmother, she would say, "I pray for you every day." And I believe that she did. And I strive to be that kind of mom to my kids and to those that God has put into my path. But I am not good at remembering to pray every single day for my children. And so that is one of my desires, is that God will increase my remembrance and my fervency like my grandmothers prayed for me and their children and their grandchildren. I also had a godly mom who left a godly legacy for us. She was a praying woman. She made sure we were in church. She made sure that we knew the right way. She said prayers with us at bedtime. She encouraged us to be people of integrity and people who loved and feared God. She gives godly advice, not just to her children, but to many that she mentors. My mom has the gift of counsel, and I am thankful for that. She gives good counsel. She petitions the Lord before she gives counsel. She supports us even when we make wrong choices, sometimes financially. She's a godly grandmother. She prays over her grandchildren. When I became a mother, it was what led me back to the Lord. I was raised in church. I committed my life to the Lord at a very young age. I believe I was in kindergarten, 5 years old. But as a teenager, I wandered, I struggled, I rebelled. I came to church, but I felt horrible the whole time I was there. I felt guilty, I felt condemned. And that was Satan's way of trying to divide the godly legacy that was left to me. But when I became pregnant with my first child, I immediately moved to Spain. And it caused me a lot of turmoil physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And it turned me back to the Lord. I remember that we bought much of our furniture before we moved because we didn't know what was going to be available once we were in Spain. Not like Spain's a third world country, right? But I was terrified. Pastor Rob prayed with me many times. And he finally said, "What are you so afraid of? God is going with you." I stood and prayed over that crib in a box. I remember where I was standing. I can see it in my mind's eye. And I said, "Lord, I don't want to take another step in my life without you leading it and being in it." And from that moment on, I have rededicated my life to the Lord. And I'm so thankful that I have not had to do a day in my life without him. And now I have a new perspective. In September or October, I'm going to become a grandmother. And you know what? It's a different perspective. You don't have the worry of having the child, raising the child, paying for the child, being responsible for keeping the child alive. This is my daughter's biggest fear. "I'm just not sure I can keep them alive." Promise, she'll do okay. It has a level of excitement that is unmatched. Having children was one of the best things that ever happened to me in my life. But being a grandma, it's like, this is the fun part. This is the where the pressure is off. Now, my grandbaby is going to be born in Georgia, so I assure you I'm going to rack up some frequent flyer miles and burn up 77 to 95 getting down there. But it also brings a new level of prayer. It brings praying over this baby before she's ever gotten here, praying over this baby before she was ever conceived. My daughter and son-in-law struggled. They tried for several years before they were successful. Now, he's in the Navy, just like my husband was, and he is gone more than my husband was because he's on a submarine. But I am thankful that they were given the opportunity to become parents and make us grandparents. And I'm very excited, and I pray for Ember every day, and she's not even here yet. No matter where you are in your journey of life, if you're a mother or not, God says in Philippians 4:19 that he will provide for all your needs, but doesn't stop there. It says, according to his riches in glory. Proverbs 31:31, which is the last verse of Proverbs 31, says that he gives, I can't read my handwriting, sorry. He gives her the reward that she has earned and lets her works bring her praise at the city gate. So just remember, as a mother, as a grandmother, as a spiritual mother, God will reward you for your good works and for being a mother to all.
That was great. Thank you so much. You know, Heather had the same problem growing up that I had. Her mother had a terrible drug problem. Drug her to church every time she turned around. But what a great problem to have. I'm so thankful that she did exactly that. And she referenced being a grandmother. You know, praise God. It is different being grandparents. And one of the things that I recognized early on that my mom was not the same person around the grandchildren as she was when I was growing up. Same thing as she'd wop the tar out of me for. She'd just wink at the children, the grandchildren for. You know, this woman had fire in her eyes as she picked up the Hot Wheels track and chased me around the house. And the grandkids got nothing. Candy and pop goodies. You know, it's interesting that Heather referenced Proverbs 31, because I'm going to be talking a little bit about that this morning. But to begin with, we're going to talk about the utterance of a godly mother, because King Lemuel, which is most scholars believe was Solomon, mentioned that in Proverbs 31:1, the words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. And utterance, of course, is a saying. It's verbal expression of a heartfelt decision that a person has made and want to pass on to someone else. In Proverbs 22:6, the Word of God says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." And the Hebrew word hanak there that is trained means to narrow, figuratively to initiate or discipline, dedicate or train up. But it needs to narrow the direction of that child. Now, many times we get criticized for being narrow-minded when it comes to our children. But I want to tell you, the Bible tells you that it's okay to be narrow-minded when you're teaching and training your children. You want your children to be narrow in their thinking. And this morning, we're going to be talking about three different areas that Solomon's mother told him that she wanted him to narrow his thinking into. Three very important things. A godly mother trains and narrows the focus of her children. That's very, very important. So as I mentioned Proverbs 31:1, the utterance which his mother taught him, and I'm going to ask you, if you have your Bibles or a device, whatever you pull up your Bible on, please turn to Proverbs chapter 31, because we're going to be reading through 1 through 9, Heather referenced verse 10 and beyond, but we're going to be reading verse 1 through 9 this morning. Burden. I'm sorry, I just got off track here. When we're talking about an utterance, it's something that a person says vocally, an expression of their heart. So that's what Solomon's mother is saying to him. She said, "I have some very important things to say to you." Now listen to verse 2, because it makes it very clear that she wants him to listen closely to what she is saying. It says, Proverbs 31:2 says, "What, my son? And what, son of my womb? And what, son of my vows?" What she is saying to him is, "Listen closely to me, son." And she says it three times. So she was making her point. I've got something very important that I want to share with you. So listen to what I'm saying. The things that I'm going to teach you, that I'm going to utter to you, that I'm going to vocalize to you, are very important teachings for your life. Many people say lots of things, and many of them are of little consequence. But what Solomon's mother was about to teach him is of utmost importance. Because three times she says, "Listen to me. Listen to what I have to say." So what is it that his mother is saying to him that is so important? I believe in these few short verses, she is teaching him three very important lessons for life. Number one, moral responsibility. Proverbs 31:3 says, "Do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings." And she's not just talking to him about infidelity or any kind of immoral sexual behavior. She's talking to him about an immoral lifestyle and how he needs to make sure that he walks morally and upright before the Lord. Even if a person, even if a child chooses not to walk in the teachings, the things that you teach them, they will not stray far from it. I can tell you that for sure. That those teachings and those sayings, those utterances that you have spoken into their life, they will remember. I can't tell you how many times, and myself also, but how many times other people have said to me, you know, when I was out drinking or living an immoral lifestyle, I could always hear my mother or my grandmother saying, don't do that. Don't do that. And it always haunted me. Even though I made some bad choices and I continue to do things that I shouldn't do. Those people said the same thing. But they always had this teaching in the back of their mind. They always heard the voice of their mother or grandmother saying, you're on the wrong path. Get back. So they couldn't stray very far from it. Just don't do that. Amen? The reason our society is in such a mess is because we have stopped teaching our children moral responsibility. When the Ten Commandments became obsolete in our society and moral relativism became the new standard for our society, our whole system began to slide and crumble. We began a descent into the social hell that we're beginning to see all around us right now. It's not too late. There's still hope. We must speak good, godly things. But I can tell you this, mothers, you're a key to this. The utterance, the things that you speak into your children's life is so important. Mom, you're the first step in renewing the moral high ground that we need in this nation. Patrick Morley said this about morality and following Jesus. He said, the American gospel has evolved into a gospel of addition without subtraction. Listen closely to what he's saying. Addition without subtraction. It is a belief that we can add Christ to our lives, but not subtract sin. It is a change in belief without a change in behavior. And I would add, without a heart change. That's the most important thing. Our moral relativism in this country is destroying people's lives. And it's causing people not to speak out about the kind of things that are destroying individuals. U.S. News quoted a professor, Robert Simon of Hamilton College in Clinton, New York. He reported that he had about 10 to 20% of his students, only 10 to 20% of his students acknowledged the Holocaust, but couldn't bring themselves to say that killing millions of people was wrong. One student told this professor, of course I dislike the Nazis, but who's to say they were morally wrong? God is to say they were morally wrong when they took innocent lives. Killing innocent people is morally wrong. Abortion is morally wrong. Taking another life for your own benefit is morally wrong, no matter what it is. There are a lot of morally wrong things going on in this nation right now. Mothers, you've got to utter the right thing to your children. Teach them the truth. Speak life to them. Speak the word of God. Teach them the moral standards of the Bible. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. There are so many good things in this word we must utter to our children. Moral relativism causes people to become passive about sin. And we're seeing that in the Church of Jesus Christ today. Mothers, teach your children God's principles. The second thing this morning I want to share with you is civil responsibility. That just means being a good citizen. Are children being taught to be good citizens? Well, I can tell you because of the behavior that we're seeing in schools today, they're not being taught to be good citizens. Good citizens take in consideration other people's feelings and needs rather than their own wants and desires. Listen to what Proverbs 31, 4 through 7 says. It is not for kings, Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, not for rulers to crave beer, lest they drink and forget what has been decreed and deprive all the oppressed of their rights. Let beer be for those who are perishing, wine for those who are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. His mother is teaching him, listen, there are certain standards that you should live by. Civil law that is established for your benefit. We have civil law in our society that is established for the benefit of all. I don't know if any of you have ever been to Haiti, but when you go to Haiti, if you happen to go to Haiti, I went there on a couple mission trips. If you happen to go to Haiti, one of the things you realize is there is very little civil law in that country. Even driving down the street is taking your life in your own hands. Nobody has or obeys any traffic laws. We have established in this country certain principles, standards, and guidelines for people to obey, even in driving. And most of us recognize that it's for the benefit of all. But in a society like that, what they do is it's chaos. People are blowing their horns, yelling at one another. No one stops at any, you know, there's no really stop signs or anything. You come to intersections, and everybody's trying to force their way through, blowing their horns. When we were with the missionaries, what would happen was he had bodyguards that would actually get out of the car and stop the traffic so he could go through. What a crazy life that would be. But when we all understand that these laws are established for the good of society, and we need to obey them. Now, when those laws break God's standards and God's laws, then we must stand against those. But until they do, we are to be good citizens. And mothers, you're to teach your children to be a good citizen. Discipline is a large part of that. Children will not learn to be good citizens if they're not disciplined properly. And I'm not always talking about spanking your children, although I'm a proponent of it. I believe that it's a good thing to do sometimes. But there are other ways to discipline your children. The main thing is be consistent and persistent in what you do. They need that. You want to train your children up to be productive members of society. Amen? I can tell you this, unless our civilization is redeemed spiritually, it will not endure. It's just not going to happen. Some wise person once said, when a civilization ceases to respect and put into their correct places the fundamental values such as work, think about that, family, country, such as the individual, honor, and religion, that civilization is doomed. The next thing I want to talk to you about is judicial responsibility. And I'm not talking about the judicial system. I'm talking about you as an individual teaching and all of us living lives of justice, administering justice whenever possible, being fair to all. Proverbs 31, 8, and 9 says, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. The rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. Mom, teach your children to be just in all their ways and to stand up and defend all those who are being mistreated. It's so important. We cannot be passive in a society that's taking advantage of people. We should and always must speak up and speak out. And there's lots of abuse going on in our society today. The poor are being abused and mistreated. Many children are being abused and mistreated. The horror stories that I'm hearing about children these days. We must teach our families. Moms, you're a key component to this. Teach your children to stand up for justice in all ways. These things are very, very important for mothers to embrace and teach to their children. Our children will learn and grow and do according to what they are taught. Now, like I said, everybody makes their own decisions, but the responsibility of parents and mothers is to train up a child in the way they should go. And the way they should go, that Hebrew word could be interpreted road, path, direction, could be rendered that. So what you must recognize in training up your child in the way they should go is the way that God has created them to go, the path that God has created them to walk in, not the one that you want to choose for them, because we'd all like to choose different things for our children. We'd like to see them become lawyers and doctors and professors and all those kind of things. But what we're supposed to do is to direct them on the path, their own bent, the path that God has created for them. And it's not always the same. We just have to encourage them and walk with them and help them and humbly teach and train them the ways of God and help them see. I read this story about a family that was dining one day. They were out dining, and the mother asked the little boy to pray. And he bowed his head, and he said, "God is great, God is good. Thank you for this food. And I would even thank you more, God, if Mom bought us ice cream after dinner with liberty and justice for all." People laughed at it just as you did. Some of them, but one cranky old lady said, "Well, I never. That's what's wrong with this country. Kids don't even know how to pray, asking for ice cream. How ridiculous." The little boy welled up in tears. He didn't know what was going on. He said, "Mommy, did I do something wrong?" She said, "No, son, you did nothing wrong. Your prayer was fine." Another elderly gentleman walked over to the little boy, and he said, "I happen to know that God thought that that was the greatest prayer ever prayed." "Really?" said the little boy. He perked up a little bit. "Cross my heart," he said. And he gave a little grin to the little boy, and then he bought the whole family ice cream. The waitress set this ice cream down in front of the little boy. The man said to him, he said, "You know, a little bit of ice cream is good for the soul sometimes." And the little boy just looked at his ice cream. And then he got up and he took it over to the old lady. He set it down in front of her. And he said, "A little bit of ice cream is good for the soul. And my soul is good." Yeah. Those are the kind of lessons that happen each and every day with our children. That's why it's so important that we instill these principles I talked about this morning. Micah 6:8 says this. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Amen. Praise God. You can stand with me. Hallelujah. If you'd like to have prayer this morning, I'll just be up here. You can come up after service and I'll pray with you. But I'm going to go ahead and dismiss. Let everybody get out of this place and go celebrate Mother's Day together. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just give you all the praise and glory. This is an awesome gathering this morning. I thank you for this day that we're able to celebrate. We celebrate our mothers. We celebrate those who desire to be mothers, Father God, and love children. We just celebrate women today, Father. And I thank you for all that you do in our lives that you have placed. And I thank you most of all, you placed a godly mother in my life to train me up and teach me what is right, what is good, what should be done. So today, Father God, we speak a blessing over mothers and we release them to go and enjoy this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Have an awesome day. Hello, this is Pastor Rob again. I pray you enjoyed this podcast. What a blessing it has been to have you join us on this social media platform. If you would like more information about Bethel, please check out our website at bethelchurch.community. You can also follow us on our Facebook page at Bethel Church, Tepper's Plains. Have a blessed day, and remember, love never fails.